これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Short Conversations Conversation 35
Aren't you going to the drugstore?
I'm going to wait until after the rain stops.
Ah, good idea. I'll make a list of things I want you to buy.
Okay. Give it to me when you're ready.
Question 35. When is the man leaving? Conversation 36.
Hello, I'd like to buy a textbook for my English class.
What's your teacher's name?
I don't know yet, but I have the class number.
I'm sorry, but you need to know your teacher's name to buy a textbook because different English teachers require different textbooks for their classes.
Question 36. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 37.
I waited all night outside of Tokyo Dome to get a pair of tickets to the Blackpink concert.
Why did you do that? Didn't you know that you can buy the tickets online next week?
Yes, but that is a lottery system, so there is a chance that you won't get any tickets.
Oh, I didn't know that. I should have waited with you last night then.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 38.
Excuse me, Professor Hupka. Can I leave class early? I am not feeling so well.
Oh? What seems to be the problem?
I have a headache and a slight fever. I think it's because I was up all night finishing my history report.
Okay, you can go. I'll email you the rest of the class notes. Would you like someone to go with you to the Student Health Center?
No, I think I should just go back home because I have some medicine there.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
Are you looking for something?
Yeah, I'm looking for a vending machine. I just want to get a can of coffee.
Why don't you use the coffee machine in the lounge? It makes good coffee, and it's free.
Really? Thanks for the information.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 40.
Bye. See you later.
What time are you coming home tonight?
I think around 8, as usual. Why?
A friend of mine will be here for dinner. Can't you come home a little earlier?
I'll try to, but don't wait. Go ahead and start eating without me.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
Hey, David. Why didn't you join the online meeting yesterday?
That's today, isn't it?
No, it was yesterday. Tuesday, at 2 o'clock.
Isn't today Tuesday?
No, it's Wednesday.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
I've spent the whole afternoon at the library looking for the information we need, but I can't find it.
I'm stuck too. Shall we ask Professor Brown for some suggestions?
Sounds like a good idea. He said we could see him anytime we needed his help.
Good. Let's go to his office after lunch then.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
Did your mother meet with Mr. Johnson at school?
Yes, she did. He told her that I was doing well in his math class. He was impressed that I want to become an engineer when I grow up.
That's nice. Mr. Johnson told my parents that I sometimes fall asleep in class. He said that I need to work harder to keep up with my assignments.
Well, he does give a lot of homework. However, I always thought that his classes were interesting.
Question 43. What is Mr. Johnson's job? Conversation 44.
Good afternoon. Can I help you find anything?
I'm looking for a gift for my wife, but I don't know what to get her.
Well, if she likes jewelry, I suggest buying a simple necklace. That's always popular.
That's a good idea. Do you have anything blue? It's her favorite color.
Question 44. What is the man's problem? Conversation 45.
How about seeing a movie with me tomorrow afternoon?
I'd like to, but I have to help my brother move tomorrow.
Well, we could go to a later screening. There's a show that starts around 7 p.m.
Okay, we should be all done by 5 p.m. I'll call you then.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
I feel sorry for my dog.
What's wrong with her?
She has hurt her leg. I have to take her to an animal hospital.
You'd better hurry then.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
Mary, it is a bit smoky here. Do you mind if we move to that other table over there?
Sure, no problem. Wait, do you know that woman there by the window?
Oh, I think that is our new coworker, Sarah. She just moved in with her boyfriend last week.
Really? I thought she was already married.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
Nancy, is that you?
Hi, Jim.
You look different. I couldn't recognize you at first. I didn't know you wore glasses.
I usually wear contact lenses, but I have a problem with my eyes, so I decided not to wear them today.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
I'm going snowboarding with my friends this coming weekend. Do you want to join us?
Well, I don't know how to snowboard.
Then do you ski?
I do, but it's been a while, so I'm out of practice. I'll pass. Enjoy yourselves.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 50.
I'm organizing a trip for my book club, but I'm not sure if the members will like the place that I chose.
Where do you plan to visit?
Stratford-upon-Avon, where Shakespeare was born.
I'm sure they will love it.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long Conversation 1.
Did you go anywhere during Golden Week?
No, I stayed at home and studied English. How about you?
We visited my grandparents in Hakone. It's a long drive, so I studied English in the car.
How did you study English?
I watched 2 movies. It was fun listening to the English and understanding the subtitles.
That's my favorite way to study English, too. Which movies did you watch?
Yes Day and Spider-Man. Yes Day was funny. You should see it.
Yes, I know the story. The parents agree to say yes to their children's suggestions for 1 day. It sounds funny.
Question 51. What are the speakers talking about? Question 52. According to the conversation, which one of the statements is correct? Long Conversation 2.
I've been looking for a part-time job, but I haven't been able to find one.
I know of a job opening. You might like it.
Really? Tell me about it.
There is a pastry shop that is looking for a cashier.
How many days a week would I be able to work? I need to work after school, but not on weekends.
They're looking for someone to work on Mondays and Thursdays from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Actually, I was thinking of working Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, but I can't work 3 days a week. Working just 1 day a week won't be enough either.
Well, this job might be perfect for you. Here is the phone number of the shop. Go ahead and contact them.
Question 53. How many days a week is the woman likely to work at the pastry shop? Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long Conversation 3.
What's your favorite sport?
To play or to watch?
Both.
Swimming, and I love to watch golf.
You love to watch golf? But you play golf every weekend.
Yes, I know, but I prefer swimming.
How often do you go swimming?
Every day in the summer, and twice a week during the rest of the year.
Question 55. What are the man and the woman talking about? Question 56. How often does the woman go swimming in the spring? Long Conversation 4.
What are you writing?
Oh, I'm writing an essay on endangered animals. It's an interesting topic, but it's kind of sad as well.
Really? What are you trying to explain in your assignment?
Well, I'm writing about one of the many endangered species in the world.
What are some of those species?
For example, there are blue whales, giant pandas, and sea otters. But in my report, my focus is on the gorillas in the Congo in Africa.
Oh, I see. What did you learn about them?
Did you know that the metals which we use for electronic devices are taken from the gorillas' habitat? If we continue to do this, we put them in danger.
Question 57. What animal is the man writing about? Question 58. Which one of the statements is correct?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
If you have a chance to take a trip to Hawaii, make sure you visit a store called Matsumoto Shave Ice, which is located on the north shore of the beautiful island of Oahu.On a warm sunny day, the store sells over 1,000 servings of shaved ice to locals and tourists from around the world. It was Helen and Mamoru Matsumoto who opened the store in 1951. At first, it was an ordinary grocery store. In 1956, the Matsumotos decided to purchase an ice shaving machine from Japan.They learned to make different kinds of syrup and started serving shaved ice in their store. It became popular with the arrival of surfers from California in the 1960s. In 1976, the Matsumoto's third child, Stanley, took over the business. Stanley's brother and sister helped him at the store when it was very busy.Stanley expanded the business, and they now sell all kinds of souvenirs. Their t-shirts are almost as popular as the shaved ice.
Question 59. When did the Matsumotos start selling shaved ice?Question 60. Which one of the statements is correct about Matsumoto shave ice? Monologue 2.
There are many people who are not aware that the word Broadway has two meanings. The first meaning of the word Broadway refers to a wide street that can be found in Manhattan, an island that is in the central part of New York City. It is a major road that stretches about 20 kilometers from the southern part of Manhattan to its northernmost tip, and it was a well-known trail that was used by Native Americans in the 17th century. Its current name, Broadway, was given by English settlers. Nowadays, however, some people know Broadway not only as a major street, but also as a billion-dollar theater industry in the center of Manhattan. For example, in the year 2018, ticket sales for Broadway shows reached a total of about $1.6 billion. In addition, there was a total number of 13.8 million people who attended Broadway plays. Known for being one of the first districts to be lit with electric lights dating as far back as the 1890s, this industry and this street remain very important in American culture to this day.
Question 61. According to the monologue, which is one definition of the word Broadway? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 3. Bhutan is one of the least developed countries in the world. However, it is often named as the happiest country in the world. Bhutan's government includes a Ministry of Happiness. The well-being and happiness of the Bhutanese citizens are said to be among the main aims of the Bhutanese government. Regular surveys are conducted in Bhutan to measure the happiness of the people. However, young people do not want to live only according to traditions anymore. They want to enjoy the modern lifestyle. And youth unemployment is high in Bhutan. About 13% of all young people are without work. Archery is considered the national sport of Bhutan. Archery, basketball, and cricket are the most popular sports in the country. The Bhutanese take part in the Summer Olympics with a national archery team. Bhutan has never participated in any winter sports events in any of the Winter Olympic Games. Buddhism is its official religion, and more than 75% of the people believe in this religion. Question 63. Which one of the following would be the best title of this monologue? Question 64. Which one of the statements is correct about Bhutan according to the monologue?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。